You're listening to Ignite Your Success, a podcast that inspires fitness professionals to build a strong business that enables them to serve more people and engineer the lifestyle they desire. It's Brad Shepherd here, and together with Jason Yabanowicz, we're best known for running Trainer HQ, a community of passionate and profit-hungry fitness business owners that make a massive difference in others' lives every day. Each episode, we'll unpack for you exactly what's working and deliver best practice strategies so you can confidently grow your business and make a huge impact. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Ignite Your Ultimate Success podcast. I'm your host, Brad Shepherd, and I've got a very special guest in here today because he has quite an interesting connection to Trainer HQ, and we know him here, and the community at Trainer HQ knows him as Mr. Ryan Lyon. Welcome, sir. How are you, brother?
Yeah, good, brother, mate. Thanks for having me. I've waited 18 months for this opportunity to get on a podcast, so thanks for fucking finally inviting me on.
Taking a while, hasn't it, mate? Taking a while. Now, we've just got to, in case people are probably sitting there going, now, Ryan Lyon, how did that all come about? Now, you work for us, and we're going to get into that story in a moment, but we had one of our clients, Luke Steger, from up on the Sunshine Coast, and Luke was an absolute champ, been a client for many years. He also became a business coach here with us for a period in time, and his CrossFit box was CrossFit Iron Lyon. So when you started up, everyone gets a nickname around here, and that became your nickname, Mr. Ryan Lyon. I just love saying it like that, you know?
Yeah, mate, if a business coach doesn't work out for you, maybe you could become a poet with that sort of rhyme. That's fantastic.
And it's sort of stuck, isn't it? That's how most people know you, don't they?
Yeah, look, it's not only just the coaches or you guys. The clients also refer to me as Ryan Lyon. So, no, it's great. I think having a nickname is quite endearing. And I think it's actually better than some of the nicknames I've had growing up. So I'll take that as a win.
All right, mate, let's rewind the clock now to 18 months ago. You saw a job ad at a place called Trainer HQ. You were working at Rebel Sport at the time. So sort of unpack that journey and what prompted you to want to go for the position with us.
Yeah, so I've got to wind back 18 months now. And look, fair chat, you guys weren't even advertising it as Trainer HQ.
True.
So I didn't really know much about it. I read the ad at the time. I was a pretty unhappy individual out at Rebel Sport there. I was pretty lost in the world. And I saw this ad come up on Seek, and I knew that I was wanting a change. And really what drew me to that ad was straight away, you could actually sense the energy of what Trainer HQ was about, and what really caught me is the desire to constantly improve. You guys had in there that you were looking for somebody that was not only a hard worker, but somebody that wanted to improve themselves, I guess sort of mentally and emotionally, and really take that next step. And that's really what caught my eye, and why I decided to apply for the job with you guys 18 months ago.
Yeah, that's cool. I forgot that, because we used a recruitment agency back then, and you were sort of applying through those guys. Now, you apply for the role of head of business growth, aka sales, aka when you start relationships with people when they come into our business. So tell us what it was like when you landed in the full-time gig here at Trainer HQ. What was your experience like?
Yeah, it was a whirlwind. It was like going back to the 1980s. there was no political correctness in this office, which was fantastic. I fitted straight on in. So, but it was amazing. And probably within the first month of the job, I still remember my first sign up. Shout out to JJ.
JJ.
Over in New Zealand. And what was the beautiful part is I got to hear his story. And then over the next 12 months that I worked with you guys, I got to hear so many different stories, different backgrounds, where people had come from, what they wanted to achieve. And it gave my soul a part of being full. And that's something that really caught to me. And it stuck with me. I think it'll stick with me till the day I die, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Really good to hear. And yeah, it was quite an indoctrination process, wasn't it? It was like from 0 to 100 in a short space in time, wasn't it?
Yeah, we took off for the first 3 weeks. I think everybody looked at each other and went, oh, okay, is this going to work? And then after that, we really took off as a team. I got settled in, and I got to know the processes and what Trainer HQ was about. And that was something that really stemmed with my success, especially early on. Was buying into the Trainer HQ values, which was celebrate your wins. You want to be able to have fun as well, which is something that I've taken to my own community now.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah, it's really great to hear that information. So I guess the next part is, what were you seeing in others as you were starting to have these conversations with people and starting to, I guess, build these connections and relationships? You know, what was it that really shone out for you or stuck out for you?
The biggest part that stood out for me is I shared a similar story with all of them. I would say out of 90% of the phone calls that they all wanted to help people, which is what stood out to me and something that I wanted to be able to do. And that really heavily related to me. That was the biggest part, is I just wanted to be able to help people, and hearing phone call after phone call and making the connections, and, you know, I go, what made you get into the fitness industry? And they went, oh, you know, I really want to be able to help people. I want to change people's lives. And that stuck with me and resonated with me.
Yeah. So good. And of course, at the time you were still studying your exercise science degree as well. So this fitted in well with your ethoses, and there was that nice blend, wasn't it?
Yeah. And that was the beauty of Train HQ, is I had that, you know, the background of wanting to be in the fitness industry. And then I had the background of sales, you know, having worked at sort of, you know, through Rebel and the motor industry and everything like that. So I was able to combine the two with Trainer HQ.
Yeah. And reflecting back on what it was like, when, if someone says to you, hey, mate, what was it like being a staff member or a team member at Trainer HQ? How would you describe it?
You're never going to feel more supported in your life. You're never going to feel more a part of a community in your life than you are with Trainer HQ. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And that's something that, as I said, I always say, it says stick with me, because there, and we'll touch on this a little bit later, but that's something that I implement into my business, is the teaching and the ethos that you guys gave me from being a Trainer HQ.
Yeah, it's beautiful, man. It's great to hear, and definitely gives more purpose for us, you know, to think after 16 years of doing this, why do we do it? And it's again, we look at it, all the clients' lives that get impacted, but not only that, with the team now 16-17 people, you go, there's a livelihood for these people, but it's greater than that. There's purpose, there's something that people are being a part of, which where they're contributing and assisting other people and helping them to make their lives better.
Yeah, 100%. I think you mentioned a really good word there, which was purpose. And that's something else that I noticed with all the Trainer HQ clients, is everybody was wanting a purpose. They had a purpose, they just didn't know how to get there. And that's something that I resonated with, because I had a purpose and I kind of knew what I wanted to do, but I didn't know how to get there. And then just being around you, Jace, Kate, all the coaches, really just drove home that purpose and what I wanted to do with my life.
That's so cool. You also come walking into this office, but day after day, you had to have pretty thick skin, didn't you?
Yeah, I learned a lot. There's no such thing as a snowflake around this office, that's for sure. But again, it's something that sort of, how do I word this? So growing up now in the 21st century, I'm going to get a bit philosophical here for us.
Yeah.
Growing up in the 21st century, you kind of don't know what's right or wrong. You feel like everybody's going to get offended by everything. Coming in here, you can't get offended by a single thing. And I, you know, the best part is you guys are, you know, opportunistic offenders. You guys will offend everybody, so it's fantastic. You're very diverse in that regard. So you definitely got to have thick skin, and, that I think is also a great part of what's helped me create my business, is having that thick skin, because if, you know, someone's always going to have something negative to say about you, right? Not saying that you guys were saying negative stuff about me, but someone's always going to have, you know, something negative to say. So that helped me go, especially early part of my business, when I went face to face with building that resilience. And I built that here at Trainer HQ.
Yeah, and you really embraced the culture. You definitely stepped in as part of it. So we reflect back on that experience and like how cool. And so a couple of things I've heard already. I've heard it was a trip back into the 1980s, completely non-PC. and yeah, that pretty much summarizes what the experience is like in here, that's for sure. Now, I remember this conversation distinctly, because we'd obviously we'd see each other daily, we'd talk daily, several times a day. There were many, many days when you're at the office, some days you were working from home, etc. But I remember distinctly one of the meetings, you come to us and you go, I've been helping these people, right? Join the program, and I've been watching their success. And I've only spoken to this person like a couple of months ago, and I remember where they were at and they were struggling and X, Y, and Z. Now I see these success stories. I want some of that.
Yeah, I remember.
tell us about that turning point for you.
Yeah, there was a particular case study which we've spoken about off screen, and they went sort of sub $1,000 a week, and then I think within a month or potentially 2 months they were, you know, at that $1,500 to $2,000 a week, and I went, Jesus Christ, like I can do this. Like I can add some extra income. And I thought the online way was just a great way to add extra income. And then, yeah, that's when I approached you guys and I went, hey, like I actually want to jump on the program as a client. you know, I didn't want any handouts. I just wanted to do it as all the other clients have done it before me. So yeah, I suppose, that was a really good time. And it was a tough conversation though.
Well, it encapsulates what you're about and your ethos, your spirit, because you come to us and you said, hey, I want to become a paying client. And I want to join the program, and I'm not asking for a handout or any of that sort of stuff. I want part of this, and I want what these other people are getting. You know, I want to build this business, and so that was really cool from our perspective, because it was like, okay, that's fantastic. And you know what it meant for you is that you were able to work full time here and then commence your online fitness business, which is probably, back then, you know, before you started at Trainer HQ, maybe something you probably never really considered.
I was pretty heavily held back by fear. Coming from a family where nobody had really run their own business, I didn't really know what to do. And then, as you said, like I kept seeing people have success after success, and then I realized it was possible. That's the key word, is I realized it was possible to do this, and I went, well, fuck it, like I'm just going to do this. I had to jump into the deep end. I was around the right people. I was around you guys. I had the support. I had the community. And that's something that is so underrated, is having that support and having that community to help you achieve your goals.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so awesome, man. And that we talk about it all the time. We really respect it. It's such a cool thing. So then we're traveling along in your journey, you know, things are all moving in the right direction. But then you, I guess, coming into 2023, you had another epiphany, and I guess it was kind of like, oh, okay, I'll probably see my future playing out a little bit differently. So tell us what led to the next decision. I guess you can unpack it and tell us what led to it.
Yeah, this wasn't a short decision either. This is something that I had... I'd really thought over, I want to say for about 6 to 8 weeks. I definitely felt the pull to go towards full-time coaching, go run my own business on my own for a very long period of time. What was really tough for me though, is I didn't want to leave Trainer HQ. That was, as a staff member, that was the really tough part for me. And I didn't know really how to broach that conversation. And I remember sitting down with my coach, Kate, who has been fantastic just for my overall development and my overall emotional growth. And we worked through a fair few things there. And then I came to the decision that, you know what, it was the right time for me to step away from Trainer HQ and go full-time into my business coaching.
Yeah, so into your fitness coaching.
Fitness coaching. Sorry, mate. I've got the Trainer HQ shirt on. I went straight into the business coaching aspect. You can take the man out of Trainer HQ, but you can't take the Trainer HQ out of the man.
I was going to go, settle down, big guy. We know what it's like when people come onto a Trainer HQ live event and try and steal clients, don't we? Doesn't go down too well.
Mate, I'm probably as qualified as them anyway. So.
But no, how cool. Like you go, all right, this is now the journey for me. Next part is I want to go and, you know, really go full-time legit into my fitness business, which is awesome. Just before we get to that, but so you mentioned Kate as your coach, and you've the other part of being part of this community, being a team member and so forth, you got to see like currently a team of 10 different coaches, and you've met them, you've connected with them. What's been your experience like with these people, and what sort of stuff have you taken away from that experience of meeting them?
They're fucking brilliant. if I wanted to sum it up in just a couple of words, that's it. And all of them have something different to offer. And that's a really important part to note out, is that it doesn't matter your particular situation or your scenario, there's a coach that can help you. And that's what I noticed being around the team. You know, Kate, as I said, was exceptional for me with my emotional and my development growth, being able to put into action plans, keeping me accountable. Her check-ins were fantastic as well. We speak about Coach Carlson all the time. He's fantastic, runs a fantastic gym down at Wollongong. But, you know, they share their success stories on the VIP page, and you can see what their clients are achieving. You know, there's Cal, Brad Davis. There's so many other coaches out there as well. So they're just fantastic. And the support that they provide is second to none.
I often say when someone's starting up with us, like I'm looking at a team of 10 coaches, and I say to some people, I've got probably 8 coaches out of 10 who would be a great coach for you. I'm like spoiled for choice. It's a good position to be in, that's for sure.
It's a great position, but it's also a testament to what you and Jace have built over the last 16, 17 years to be able to put those coaches into place, to be able to help the type of clientele that come through.
yeah, we love watching the experience they have, and we call it the ripple effect. Hey, you know, we watch it just extend. It's not just their lives that get impacted, but it's their friends, their family, their loved ones, everyone around it. And so, you know, it helps us fulfill our mission of you know, making a greater difference and a positive impact in more people's lives. So let's talk about now your launch. So tell me about when you launched as a full-time trainer. So this is a big move, obviously, out of the Trainer HQ headquarters. You knew that the self-esteem was going to be safe there, moving out of there.
Yeah. I was going to get a few ego boosts as soon as I moved out, that's for sure. I was fucking nervous. I felt a lot of emotions back then. I was fucking nervous, mainly. I was very fearful. I grabbed a PT job down at Powerhouse Gym, out in Logan there. Shout out to Trav and the team.
Yeah.
I was fucking nervous. That was that was July. So what's that now? Sort of 4 months. My online business revenue, I actually taken a dip at the same time that I told you guys I was going to finish up. So I tell you what, if you're going to jump into the deep end, go head first. Don't go feet first. So I was averaging about $300 a week in July. Went to the gym full time, and it was really just head down, ass up. That was it. It was either sink or swim, and I knew for myself that I was going to swim, and it certainly wasn't without hard work.
Mm. And just to backtrack on that, it's a really important point, because we do have a lot of people who make that move. You working for us, you were in a full-time, you had a full-time gig. It was a full-time salary, super, plus commissions. So there was a bit going on there. And so, like you said, and for you, you've got the online business, it was running, and it had this little dip. And so it's like Murphy's Law, hey, the time I'm going to motherfucking leave this job and this salary, I've got this dip. And so now it's back to $300 a week, and you walk away. You would still have some trailing commissions coming in, of course. So now let's fast forward the clock. So you kicked off in July, and where we sit now. So we go August, September, October. So we're sitting 3 months later.
Yep, 3 months later.
Yep. And where is that business, or where's your PT business currently at?
Yeah, so I'm at $2,400 a week, $2,480 to be precise. I know that you love your numbers there, mate.
I do.
So $2,480. I have over 50 active clients at the moment, which is fantastic. Just quite overwhelmed with emotion when it comes to that. Because, you know, as I said, we look back sort of 3 months ago. I didn't think that was possible. So to be now earning more than what I've ever earned in my life at 27 years old, and not even be anywhere near my ceiling of potential is overwhelming and exciting all at the same time.
Yeah. So cool, man. It's a testament to, you know, do the work, get the reward, because that's exactly what you've done. And, you know, we've had many chats about this. We get to see your progress. You've learned, you've implemented. And so then you see what happens. And so that progression, if we take out the $300 a week that you're already on in the business, and the $2,400 a week, it's a bit over a $2,000 a week increase inside 3 months, which is, you know, in my opinion, it's extraordinary, because, you know, we speak to a lot of people who are kicking off brand new as a trainer, and we say, well, when we kicked off this business, our very first USP was how to earn $100,000 a year or greater as a trainer, which is $2,000 a week, whilst exchanging, you know, 20 hours a week or less, doing that in 12 months or less. So the our guarantee was to go, we can assist someone to do that inside 12 months. You've done that inside 3 months, which is super cool. And it just goes to show what's possible with the right strategy, the right process, and just the implementation side.
Yeah, the big thing as well there, Bishop, to touch base on is the education around sales. And I've seen that now, having been around other team members, you know, people within the fitness industry, is you've got to be good at sales. When it comes to personal training inside a gym, yeah, there's the training aspect, which is one part, but I would say that's 20% of what the job is. Everything else revolves around sales, marketing, your back-end system and structure, and what you're putting in there. And if you're good at those, you'll build your business, 100%.
Yeah, that's right. And so back to the technical part, I mean, you have the technical skill, right? So, and I guess for someone who's coming in new to the game and they're low on technical skill, of course, you need to get yourself technically proficient. That part's critical. However, what we see, and I think what you're referring to there, is people that just spend too much time, energy in the technical part, you know, get technically proficient enough to train a wide variety of people in a wide variety of circumstances that covers off on your ideal type of client. But the part that we see people neglect is the business side.
Yeah, 100%. You're exactly right. You've got to be good at what you do. You know, you need to be, we speak about it all the time, build up that testimonial and those resources there and be technically proficient at your job. But yeah, it's certainly that sales that people tend to neglect, which is where I got, as I said, I got really fortunate being able to work with you guys and then being able to work with Kate and really be able to refine my skills and my systems and structures and have a really smooth process in place.
Mm. So cool, man. All right, let's talk about some of the practical things you did. So when you arrived at the gym, right, you're a brand new trainer. This is probably for someone who's underneath the roof of a commercial gym like you're doing, paying a weekly rental fee. What are a couple of the actions you did in like the early days to assist you to build this business?
I was at the gym for, I want to say, almost 12 hours a day when I was first there. And the biggest part was just having conversations with people on the gym floor. That was the number one action. Kate set me KPIs to have conversations with people on the gym floor. So I believe at the time it was 5 conversations at a minimum. I was able to get some gym leads. And then I was able to use the Trainer HQ phone script, which was fantastic. And that there, just being able to have as many conversations as I possibly could, helps me build the business as quickly as I can.
Yeah. And in terms of converting people, did you mostly run introductory, like complimentary sessions? Was that your process?
Yeah. So I have I'll run through my process now. So I have a complimentary consult. That session itself runs for about 30 minutes. And then the back end of that is sort of 5 to 10 minutes on the sales side of things as well. So I have a particular sales process that I run through. So once I run them through that consultation, I take them back. I've got a nice neat sales presentation that I take them through what I'm about as a coach, what I want to be able to achieve through my coaching organization, what they're going to see as results, and what they can expect from me. And then I take them through what's included in the programs.
Yeah. So cool. So I guess what I'm hearing is it's a system, and it's a system you've implemented and you've developed.
Yeah, look, you guys developed it, so thanks for that. I'm just able to use it. So, and that's, you know, that's the best part about Trainer HQ is the resources that you actually get on the back end and able to implement that to be able to have a really high closing ratio, which is something that, I chat to people all the time about it, is my closing ratio sits quite high, which is what it has enabled me to be able to grow.
Yeah, it's that intellectual property is just critical, isn't it? And like the way we refer to it to people that work with us, we go, look, here's what's worked. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. Here's the process. Here's the template. You download the Google Doc. You tweak it to suit the nature of your business, and you've plugged in another system. And once again, you don't need to fuck with the system because the system works.
I think that's the biggest thing is people want to try and reinvent the wheel. As you said, it's fucking there. You've done it for how long? You've been a PT now, or how long ago were you a PT, mate?
Almost 30 years. The game.
That's longer than I've been alive, mate. So, but no, like it worked for you back then. It still works for you now. So, I was just able to take what you did in the last 30 years and put it towards my business.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Well, really great results, like amazing stuff. What does the future now hold for you? You're moving into next year and so forth. What goals and aspirations do you have?
Yeah, so goals and aspirations moving forward. Firstly, it's to break the 3K barrier. That's the first one. And then move to take on my first team member. So that is 2024 in a nutshell, sorry. Ultimately, at the end of the year, I'd love to have 2 team members working underneath me. And sort of start to slowly progress out of the actual training side and move into towards more of the business.
Yeah, fantastic. And you still take on online clients as well? You've got a blend. Would you call it a hybrid? How does that part work?
Yeah, so I have a blend. So at the moment, I have 30 face-to-face clients, and then I have 22 online clients now as well. So I've got that hybrid business there, and I'll be able to take on individually up to 50 online clients, but booked out face-to-face now.
Yeah, good place to be. Hey, booked out.
It's always nice. It's actually a great selling point as well when you get to that that booked out period. So, it's a fantastic place to be. But there's certainly plans that we've got in place, and we've spoken about that in our sessions to be able to move the business forward without really actually working any extra hours.
Yeah, beautiful. That's the growth and scaling model, and it's one of our methods we teach. It's the 2 to 5K model. It's when you're We see a lot of trainers, and over the 16 years of running this business, we see a lot of people that hit that 2 grand a week mark, and it becomes that kind of ceiling where they get there, and it's a great achievement. You know, $2,000 a week, 100K a year, it's amazing. And for some people, if that's it and that's where they want to be, that's absolutely fantastic. That's fine. But for others, it's like, all right, how do I break through that, go beyond that, you know, 3, 4, 5K a week or greater, without just adding extra sessions and hours? Because, you know, for a lot of people, they think, all right, well, I'm already at capacity. If I want to add more money, I've got to add more clients and I've got to add more hours, and there's just not much time or energy to do that. I don't really have the desire. So it's thinking creatively, and that's where we start to, you know, break down some of these models that we teach on how to grow and scale successfully.
Yeah, 100%. And that's super exciting to be able to implement them moving forward into 2024. And just quickly, I did want to backtrack. It's something that you and Jay say all the time. It's a key phrase that stuck with me, and there's no wealth without work. And this is just to, I guess, really any trainer that's starting out there, you got to be prepared to put in the work. That was something that has, and this is just the conversations that I've had with people from Trainer HQ over the last 18 months and then my own journey. Those that have succeeded and those that I've seen succeed have put in the work. Do the long hours, are ready to do absolutely anything that they can to make this business succeed. So that was the key terminology over the 18 months that has stood out with me from Trainer HQ.
That's cool, man. Yeah, it's so good to share. Like, and on that too, you've seen a shitload of people, right? Like all clients come through. I mean, you've had a hand in a lot of these people over the last 18 months that have become clients of Trainer HQ. You've been the first point of call. You've decided, hey, do we want to take this conversation to the next level? And, you know, you've probably started to see patterns in those that you've seen succeed and so forth. And you're like, yeah, these people get in and actually do the work. Do the work, get the results.
Yeah, 100%. You either want it or you don't. It's just up to you to decide whether you do or not. And that was the biggest thing for me, is I decided that I wanted it. And it's not, you know, it's not for everyone.
Yeah, that's right. Business is not for everyone.
No, business, you know, people love the training aspect, but don't love the business aspect of it. And that's really important to separate. You know, I've seen that over the journey. Some people love the training aspect, and you know, there's coaches out there that are hiring just to, you know, so you can train people and they can run the business aspect of it. So as I said, that's been the biggest thing. But if you're not sure what your next move is or how you move forward or you become better, go get yourself a mentor. Go get yourself a mentor that has done what you want to be able to do. And that's the biggest thing, is you can, I say that's the biggest thing a lot, actually. Can we cut that part out? but that's, you know, that's really important.
Because it's a bigger-est thing.
It's the bigger-est thing.
Yeah.
You really want to see yourself in that person and what they've done. So I've seen, you know, my coach Kate, I've seen her be able to build her business, and I wanted to be able to do that. I wanted to replicate that. And that's the best part about having a mentor.
Mm. So cool, man. We could harp on for days about this, couldn't we?
Yeah, well, I am that Eastie profile that you absolutely love. So I can sit here and chat shit for probably an hour. And we'll wrap this up pretty quickly. And the last thing is, I'd love to get your point of view on this, building a community. Because that's been the biggest thing for me, is I've built a community out at my gym. I've built a community. Well, yeah, we've got our own Christmas party, myself and my clients. What's your thoughts on that, building that community? Do you think that's imperative?
Yeah, look, it's from our perspective, it's critical. And so I guess if I talk firsthand about the community we have at Trainer HQ, what we see, what we do and what we deliver here, it's way bigger than helping someone get some more leads, you know, sign up some more clients, make some more money. That's a byproduct of what happens. But really, what do we actually do? Well, we see people's lives actually physically change, i.e. we see people become, you know, better humans. We see them be able to purchase, you know, their first home. We see them be able to purchase their dream home, their dream business, you know, impact their lives, be able to spend time with people that are most important to them. So when we backtrack on all the stuff that we do and everything we see that's the difference. Stemming that back to community, what happens is people share their results that they get, and they share their experiences, and we just see that synergy. You know, synergy is like, it's not like 1 + 1 = 2. It's like, you know, 1 + 1 equals 3, 5, 7 or greater. It's just that thing that we see constantly. And that all stems from having that great community, that support network, and highly critical in any business.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate that. Sorry, man. I know you're interviewing me, but I wanted to throw that one back on you.
More than happy to reciprocate. So that brings us to the end. Want to congratulate you on your success. Bloody awesome. What a great journey.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
And what a great future lies ahead of the Mr. Ryan Lyon.
I'll buy you guys a better case of beer next time.
Oh, yeah, we should say that. Mentioned to everybody that he did turn up. He said, when I hit the $2,000 a week mark, boys, I'm going to turn up with a carton of beer. And that he, true to his word, that he did. So
I brought the better beer. I know Brad's trying to watch his weight. So I got the one with zero carbs, mate, to enjoy.
Mate, none taken on that. But yeah, I will. Does that mean I can drink like 15 instead of 12?
Oh, mate, Jesus, you'll polish off the whole carton, so that's fine. Jace might have two or three, and BD might have two or three, so that leaves you, I guess, a good 18 to go through.
That's it sounds like a good ratio to me. And on that point, we'll wrap it up. So once again, thanks, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. Keep tuning in. If you like this, make sure you share it. Make sure you hit the like button, subscribe, please. And because we've got bucket loads of information we want to share with you continuously. Signing off, Mr. Ryan Lyon. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Yeah, brother.